great big pictures, you know, I don't know what's going on in this world. Well, we're here. Well, I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, yes. Yes, that's true. This is, I must confess, folks, that this is my my 90th Halloween.
Wow.
It scares me to think about that. Mm-hmm. This is my 90th Halloween.
Incredible.
I don't remember the first few ones, but at least this is number 90. And it's 50 years we're celebrating here of the beginning of shock theater. Mm-hmm. Remember the good old days? And my dear, would you say a word to the audience here, my dear? Yes, there she is. It's a language few of us understand, but she and I get along, you know. Get back in the box there, my dear. Close the lid. I can't stand looking at her. And she doesn't smell too good either. Never confessed that before, but she has a strange thing there. Well, we're going to play a little music here, I think. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's Halloween. Oh, my. Here we go. 101.1. Whoa.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. Draw blood. Ah, ooh. 101.1 CBS FM.
What's the whiskey in your water? Sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? Party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
That ain't the way that I turn down. That ain't the way that I burn. So my way to go down, get a cool up in your corner, oh yeah. 101.1.
Oh, my dear. Thank you. That was lovely. That was just lovely. No. I mustn't take any more. There'll be none left for tomorrow. I'm going down to the cemetery, my dear, and see if I can scare up a little action, eh? I've been known to put the bite on the luscious loves on full moon nights. My years of experience can't be denied. I always leave my customers satisfied. At the blood bite, and I put the bite on you. Overdrawn at the blood bank. Without your blood, I'm also blue. Can't get credit for what I've been. This is pathetic getting under my skin. I'm overdrawn at the confounded blood bank. Can I put the bite on you, hey? Oh, dear. They know me down there. I can't get in for nothing anymore. In the blood, I'll take it. Pay any price, my dear. What's the going rate, eh? Really? On special, you say? Oh, my. All these old songs, you know. I get a kind of cold sweat, you know. I get really nervous and upset having not heard them all year long. And we've been playing for years. That was by Andy Zerling there that was put together. We did that years ago. Oh, my, the years are riding by here. And what's happening, it's pretty exciting. You know, all the radio stations are on the internet here. And as a result of that, I've got a letter here that came in on the internet thing here at WCBSFM.com. What does that mean, .com? I like saying it. Oh, the guy, who does it? Carradine Sun is doing that thing about the yellowpages.com. I love it. Well, here's one came in. It says, Dear Zachary, Halloween greetings from Iowa City in Iowa. I don't know where Iowa is. I mean, I There's one out there called Idaho and Iowa. What goes on out there? I don't. They got us on the internet though. And she says my sister Kim in New Jersey just emailed me that she would be doing the Halloween show as live as you can be on CBS in New York. And Mrs. Donna Strange and Mrs. Donahue should know that you will be screaming. I mean, I can't even read this right. To at least one listener in the cornfield of Iowa. Well, thank you, my dear. And she reports here that on many nights of my youth, we're totally wasted watching you and Boris and Gasport. Oh, Gasport, yes, he's here somewhere. And your macabre bubbling jars of dry ice, inducing fog, black and white TV addicts, occasionally live at the Oritani Theater in Hackensack. Don't drink the water in the Hackensack River. Don't drink the water in the Hackensack River. I remember I warned you people about the poisons that come your way if you do things. There's a nice thing here, Robert Martin in Brooklyn. Well, it's true. People are scattered all over the country, and they've been calling me on the telephone telling me they're going to listen on the .com thing there. Well, I'm so excited. Here, I'm going to take a break.
You know, I have to admit something. This is the first time I ever seen you in living color.
Well, you stay right where you are. Don't jump across
the... No, it's always been black and white. CBS FM 101.1. Zachary is in with us tonight on Halloween.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Louder!
Ghostbusters!
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Oh yeah. I don't know who that was, but I loved it.
Ray Parker's his name. No relation to Ron Parker.
Oh, sure.
CBS FM 101.1. Zachary is here.
Yeah. Well, a lot of good news here, and I've been getting phone calls all day from people across the country. And I've actually called out and warned people out in California and Florida and Texas. Somebody wrote me a nice a letter from Texas and sent me a bunch of, sent me a black bathrobe, as I recall. Yeah, you know, that fits. I take a bath once in a while, not too often, though. You know, with a wife, well, you know, I mentioned she's not very perfumey. And our household doesn't go for much for bathroom. We don't do that very often. We are from old-time Transylvania, where once a year we all get in the big lake and we all take a splash. And that's it, you know. If you're a deodorant salesman, you should just stay away from Transylvania. We don't believe in that stuff. Natural smells and, you know, everything.
All right, listen, I'm going to get you a weather forecast. We got weather coming up here.
Okay. Well, right. The weather's pretty good out there.
All right, hang on. Yep.
101 weather.
Yeah. Well, it's time for me to give you the weather report here. Now, as far as I know, I came downtown in a nice taxi cab. Traffic was pretty good, and the weather was fine up there. A lot of kids running around, you know, doing trick-or-treating, you know. I've never seen so many kids trick-or-treating. They looked pretty cute. They really did. Very original. And I'm pleased to see that they have their minds in the right groove, you know.
It's because it's warm.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at CBS FM 101.1. It's the late, great David Seville and the Witch Doctor. CBS FM 101.1, New York's greatest hits and New York's greatest ghosts and goblins tonight, and the return of John Zacherly here at CBS FM. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Well, it's grand to be here. So many years we did it here, then the station went through a little turmoil.
Happens in the industry.
Back playing those little songs that we all love so much.
Yeah.
And it's great to be here, and I appreciate all your cards and letters, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And let's hear some more music here.
All right, now what?
CBS FM 101.1.
Touch that dial. to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. You will never be topped. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Ole!
Ole? That's dumb.
This message can save you hours and hours of pain. Headache pain. Pain. Depression. Pain. Tension. Pain. Anxiety.
Hercules, hero of song and story. Hercules, winner of ancient glory. Fighting for the right. Fighting with his might. With the strength of 10 ordinary men.
Do you know the stomach secretes 2 pints of gastric acid every day?
Pain. Fatigue. Pain. Pain.
Stay tuned for Discotine coming up next on The Big U. Season's greetings from WNJU-TV, Channel 47, broadcasting from studios in Newark, transmitting in black and white and color from the Empire State Building in New York City.
The cult of the sadists, who derive their pleasure from pain, and those who pay are allowed to sit and watch the ritual. All of the sickness of the world and its people are here in one motion picture for you to witness. Yes, it's a sick, sick, sick world.
This is headache pain. Pain, depression, tension, anxiety, fatigue, pain.
Gasport, will you shut up? If you don't shut up, I'll hang you back up on the hook, okay? I've got a reading here to do, and I don't want to hear any more of your remarks. here we go. This is a dedication I'm reading here. Now you listen, it'll do you some good. My dear, as you lie napping and I stroke your matted hair, I feel compelled to prove to you how much I really care. I may not say I love you very often to your face, but deep inside you know that you're my favorite basket case. We share a certain chemistry and get along so well, it makes me want to stay with you regardless of the smell. They say the love you take is equal to the love you make, but nothing says I love you like a hammer and a stake. Isn't that right, my dear? I'd climb the highest mountain or swim the deepest ocean if I thought that it would prove my true undead devotion. I'd gladly bring you fresh bouquets of flowers every day, but the cemetery workers keep on chasing me away. Now at last I've found a way to prove my love's still strong. I'll throw my heart and soul into the lyrics of a song. And every tune that follows I now dedicate to you. So join me as we share in our internment for two. Isn't that lovely?
All right, that's a beautiful thing. Come on, Zacho. We need you to do another song here at CBS FM.
The way those clots surround your eyes, your liver spots, they tantalize. We need a tomb, adjoining rooms, and internment for two. The way you drool, it makes me sweat. I dim the lights, but I'm too wet. Let's take a stroll, go dig a hole for an internment for two. No worms may bite, we'll be all right in our internment for two.
That's another great Zacherly song at CBS FM 101.1. It's 8:40. Ron Parker, John Zacherly here. And, of course, you, the audience tonight, trying to take your phone calls here at CBS FM 1-800-367-1101. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, I got through finally. Is there any way I can get an autograph picture of the Zach himself.
Yeah, I think we can get him to do an autograph for you. What's your name?
My name is Joel.
All right, Joel, you hang on the phone here, and we'll get your information, and we'll get a picture out to you from Zachary. All right, boy, you're going to get writer's cramp. You're going to have writer's cramp before the night is over here at CBS FM. So, you know, with all, Zach, with all the movies, the movies that you hosted over the years, there was a little survey done, and what was the scariest movie for you personally? Is there one in particular that was just the absolute scariest ever for Halloween night?
I was in a movie once. It was so cheap, I never want to see it. Is that what you mean?
No, just what was scary. I mean, in this survey, people voted and said The Exorcist was the scariest movie. But I think there's a lot more scary.
Well, that was a pretty scary thing, the way her head went around. That's to me, that was pretty neat. I don't know how they did that. How they do that? Anyway, she really spun around. She's been to our conventions, too. Nice lady.
Yeah, I've met her before.
She's still making money after spinning her head around. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, to say, it's okay.
All right.
You know.
Here, watch me.
But
watch
this.
If you
go to an unemployment office and you say, I don't spin my head anymore, I need some money, you know, what are you going to do? Right. Well, she's, I don't think she's been in the movie since, has she? I don't think so. Well, maybe. But at any rate, scary movies. Well, I think the Frankenstein movies were everything's so different now. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, you could get scared just walking down the street here, out in front of the building. Yeah. Times Square is kind of scary late at night.
It can be
early morning, sure, you know.
All right.
But movies, I think the Frankenstein's, the old black and whites.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many categories of movies, like films that are being made now, are, you know, wow,
yeah,
wow.
Hey. Listen, for being a kid, spending 99 cents to see you in a scary movie, you couldn't beat it, right?
Here's what's going on at CBS FM.
Catch Brooklyn's own Joe Causey in Staten Island this Friday at 11:30 p.m. at Bistro, 2561 Highland Boulevard. Staten Island's best Italian food restaurant turns into the hottest nightclub with DJ John Mazzella spinning the best of the 70s to today. For more info, log on to bistro2000.com.
And that's what's going on at CBS FM.
CBS FM.
FM with New York's greatest hits, and the hits just keep on coming.
If only you believe like I believe, baby, like I believe, we get by. If only you believe, if only you believe in miracles, so would I.
CBS FM 101.1, New York's greatest hits, 8:51. Ron Parker, John Zacherly in tonight here. We were talking about horror movies just a few minutes ago here, and you've left me something to play here. I think it explains all about the horror movies. Is that right? All right, here it is.
I'm hooked on horror films. I mean, a guy can get me out of bed at 4 in the morning and say, Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff in The Black Cat. Boom, I'm out of bed, man. I'm in there. I want to see the boy, a groovy horror film is knockout. To get whacked and watch a horror film is one of the great trips in the whole world. You know, why is she losing weight? Well, see, the groovy horror films, man, were like, you know, you're sitting in your house, it's now 3 o'clock in the morning, you're in your underwear, right? Because the underwear leaves you exposed. I mean, you know that no matter what happens, man, you can't run to the street in your underwear. Even if Bela Lugosi came in the window. Man, you make a cross with your fingers, anything. But you're not going to run to the street in your underwear. First of all, because they're going to bust you in a minute. Grab him, he's running down the street in his underwear. Bela Lugosi's after me. Yeah, we know, man, right. You ain't going to run to the street, right? So now you're sitting there, and we see a car driving. dark night. Okay, guy gets out of the car, he goes to an old house door, right? Pow, 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 and the door opens. It's gonna be one. You know, and this guy says,
pardon me, sir. My wife and I were driving through to Pasadena and the freeway's washed out. Can we use your phone? And, you know, this guy says, of course, come right in. You know, and you know that you're in a horror film, and that's a true, like, the really great horror film is the thing with the little old gypsy lady, Maria Uspenskaya, was a groovy chick, man, little old wrinkled lady. She looked like a puppet, you know, little old wrinkled puppet with a bandana on, and, like, she would say, my son, you wear the sign of the pentagram. You're also an Aquarius. Aquarius. Aquarius.
Aquarius. Through the nauseous night I soar, through the pools of rancid gore, through the sewer pipes I roar to the horror hall. Happy Halloween. Everybody make the scene. Happy Halloween.
It's John Zacherly at CBS FM 101.1 and happy Halloween, everybody. It's 8:56 here in New York City. Ron Parker and Zacherly, our special guest here. You're going to join us in just a few minutes here for the top 10 Halloween songs of all time.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, you ought to be because one of your songs is in it. And that's coming up next here at CBS FM.